so y'all come on down.
Love Talk Radio.
Yeah. Play the position.
Woo! See my thing.
Brainstorm on the beat.
Don't do their job.
Stabby Davis, good looking.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. Who we be to rap, what key be to lock, or the automatic start if the engine was hip-hop. Game will be told, so I teach you how to mod. So if you ain't getting money, you ain't doing your job. Had to hit them hard, I hit them up with a bass. Mr. Fab, it's a track, Mr. Yellow, but from the Bay. Mobbing out a day with Versace up on the stage. Call me coach, play position, and run me another play. Ones on the floor, keep the hundreds in my hand. You can fit a couple thousand real snug in a rubber band. Only fear God, never scared of another man. I am not scared of losing or needing another plan. Baby girl like the windows down in the heat up, with my hand on her leg when she rolling the weed up. 8 and 9 5, they just trying to keep up. 10 toes down, I'm not kicking my feet up.
Pay attention, little bruh, I'll show you how to mob. Don't be scared of nobody, bruh, only big guys. Keep tools on deck, bruh, and she got a problem. Trap, rap. You ain't getting money, you ain't doing your job. You ain't getting money, you ain't doing your job.
Bro, tell me what you mixing up in the cuts, bro. You say that when you see me, you gon' hit them up. Nah, retaliation leave you needing more than luck, bro. I got that cush dragon just about to get to swaggin', and only the finest models allowed in the bandwagon. I don't know your cousin, you're letting the little steam. You are not affiliated or a member of the team. Keep company that qualifies kings. Don't affiliate with hoes or any drama that they bring. I will fear no man, got a problem, better swing. White shots outline, leave them lying in the ring. I know how to spot a cop's lights in the rear view. Zoning off a quarter purple cush, get a clear view. CDH told me lace them up, so I'm going in. Competition, I just twist them up, blow them in the wind.
Hey, listen, little bruh, I'll show you how to mob. Don't be scared of nobody, bruh, only fear God. Keep tools on deck, bruh, in case you got a problem. Trap, rap. You ain't getting money, you ain't doing your job. You ain't getting money, you ain't doing your job. You ain't getting money, you ain't doing your job. Pay attention, little bruh, I teach you how to mob.
Lyrically, I'm 50-150, I got my swag on. All these other Facebook gangsters can get they tag on. I'm not hearing none of they chatter, spitball like Dragon. Always keep a toolie, even if you're in the Aston. Kill the game, after that you gotta reload. Pockets getting thin, throw your hustle into beast mode. Sit behind tents with my eyes and my seat slow. Only rhyme and reason is I do it for the casino. Money on time, I despise truancy. Say no to the grind and you find currency. Can't imitate, I define doing me. We originated fluent, go define fluency. City on my back and I'm stomping in some fresh ones. Back to the money, then it's on to the next one. 6 swishes later, baby, I'm still smoking. Bring King and the Prince of City of Oakland.
Little bruh, I'll show you how to mob. Don't be scared of nobody, bruh, only big guys. Keep tools on deck, bruh, case you got a problem. Trap, rap. You ain't getting money, you ain't doing your job.
Background music.
Sure can.
Bam. Shouts out to my lovely co-hosts with the mostest, you know what I'm saying, Miss Heavenly Angel, representing Washington, D.C., you know what I'm saying, it's going down real big.
Washington State, that is, not D.C.
Washington State, my bad, yeah.
No, Dixie's like, here, baby.
That's like calling a motherfucking Puerto Rican and a Mexican, you know what I'm saying? My bad, my bad. I'm out here with Kirk the Jerk, you know what I'm saying? You know, if you get him nasty, you know, call him nasty. L. Rad, there you go. Hustonomics 504. The who?
The
who? Oh, no, I ain't got it for you yet. I got you coming,
though.
Oh,
we got a caller. We got a caller here. 813?
All right, we got 813 in the motherfucking busy.
Hello?
813, you in the house.
Hello? Hello.
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 Can I help?
What it do? It's so good.
Oh, shit. We live in the hood. Goddamn, we live in the motherfucking hood. We got the hood up here. Hold up, man. You got a cell phone call, man. Call into the show, man. Yeah, go on, call into the show, man. Listen in live. We got L. Rad on the block, man. We're finna get L. Rizzo. Call into the block and join the motherfucking Freaky Friday block party. Live right here, Wrecking the Game Radio style. Drunken in the skunk, you know what I'm saying? Earlier. What's up? Go ahead, you can spit, you know what I'm saying? You gonna call in and spit one. You gonna drop one for us live on L. You know what I'm saying? It's going down. Miss Heavenly Angel, how you doing today, baby?
I'm all right. It's sunny and hot over here all weekend. We've had a pretty good week all week.
Oh, y'all ain't got the cold front and shit?
No, we're hot. We've been close to the 90s, and we're hitting the 80s today.
Oh, okay. We got good weather. That's what's up.
Unusual weather.
Flow right now. Yeah, no. Yeah, shout out to the good weather. Thank you, Lord, for all the good weather out there. You know what I'm saying? We got,
Yeah, I hope you guys' rain is all over. You guys got more rain or what?
Yeah, well, we got, because see, the rain's going to bring in a little cold front. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, it's all good, though, because, boy, I'm telling you.
Doesn't bring any hurricanes with it.
It's gonna be, ooh, wee, October, it get cold here, so that one's gonna get cold, so. Next month, ooh, wee, I might be in the fat man's suit all month, you know what I mean?
Well, turkey is paying season right now, so that's what you need to worry about.
Oh, the call-in number is 347. 237. 5125. We live in the hood, people. Y'all welcome to Trey Folk. Welcome to Tampa, Florida. That's how we doing it. Loud music. Loud pipes. Big rims, you know what I'm saying? And we ride all night. That's how we do it, you know what I'm saying? Oh, yeah. Shout out to Pac-Man, you know what I'm saying? Just pulling up. Oh, just wait till the park comes through. We got you. We'll beam you in a second. Hey, I got my homeboy L. Rizzo. He's going to call in a minute and spit something for a feature in the artist Friday. You know what I'm saying? He's going to... Gonna drop us a freestyle.
We
got
him in right now. 813.
Oh, go ahead, beam him in. You gotta beam him in. Go ahead, beam him on up in this motherfucker.
Right.
There you go. Hello. Hold on. He better beam me in. Hold on. Uh oh. We got Stacks on deck. Shout out to Toscani Pasta and something. Oh, okay. Bread Boy. Shout out to Bread Boy. I guess that's what it is. All right, you in the building. Shout out to L. Rizzo. He in the motherfucking building. Finna go ahead. You can cut the music off because he finna go ahead and spit something for us. You go ahead and cut the music.
Cut.
You're there on you
the
go. Starship
Smelly Pride.
All right, here we go. You live on the Starship Smelly Pride.
All right,
y'all. Gonna do his thing. One time, Freaky Friday. You know what I'm saying? My dog L. Rad Rizzo in the building. $1 million water, man. You know what I'm saying? Check him out on 34th, 35th, 38th, 405th, 99th Street with water. You know what I'm saying? And cold pepper. All right.
This right here is dedicated. This is a poem I wrote a few years ago. This is dedicated to everybody that's locked up. You know, everybody can relate to this. So here you go. I'm going to start. Allow me to introduce myself. My name is L. Rad. I'm sitting in prison because I chose to sell crack. My illegitimate occupation is the reason why I'm incarcerated. The judge gave me chances, but I ruined them all. Now I'm sitting in this cell, encircled by walls. As I lay on my bunk, I look at the ceiling and yearn for the day I get released from this building. Being incarcerated is driving me crazy. I miss communicating with the beautiful ladies. I can't wait till the day they liberate me. DOC is not my destiny. I'm doing time with people serving quarter centuries. I never thought I would be in a penitentiary. I will be very happy when I finish this 48-month prison bid. All right.
All y'all knuckleheads out there getting locked up, you know what I'm saying? You ain't got that song, I'm Not Locked Down. We need to play that right now. I'm not locked down. I'm doing my thing. Oh, sorry. You know, I just had to sing that for that moment. You know what I'm saying? For that moment. Shout out to all my homies, you know what I'm saying, and all the correctional facilities out there doing bits. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to all the drop hosts that's been recently incarcerated. That's been recently incarcerated by the dozens, goddammit. You know what I'm saying? Much love to you motherfuckers. You know, I drop. Y'all hold some cards in a minute. You know what I'm saying? Thank you, bitches, because y'all ain't do nothing for the hood. Fuck it. Shout out my nigga L-Rap calling in for that. Featuring it on Friday rendition. You know what I'm saying? All my people's locked down. You're welcome to lock that number in, man. That's my number, man. Lock that in, man. Yeah, that's the show number, man. You lock that in. You can call at any time, man.
Yeah.
Do your rendition. Yeah, man. Shout out to Jenny Juice on the motherfucking block. Providing pizza for everybody, you know what I'm saying? Appreciate that. You know what I'm saying? We're going to go over and eat this nigga shit up in a minute, you know what I'm saying? Take about two more swigs of my bubbling and doing real big. Hey,
yeah.
Oh, yeah, what I meant to tell you, though. Yeah, there you go. What I meant to tell you was earlier, Nas Nas get stranded on the block, right? I'm out there on 34th of Chelsea. Shout 34. Out to yeah, I'm out there on the block. And my own boy come through because my phone went dead, so I couldn't. I was trying to get a ride home, and nobody, you know, my phone went dead. So my own boy came through, middle finger to LP, you know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? And that's what you call your homeboys, you know what I'm saying? They came through and said he was going to give me a ride and shit, you know what I'm saying? Give me a ride to the motherfucking house. Next thing I know, the motherfucker that he ain't, not only didn't give me a ride, I called the motherfucker up to get a goddamn ride. And what I get? I get a goddamn ring out.
A
that
what?
Means a no answer, goddammit. That means
okay.
A no answer.
Right.
I got a no answer. A no ring, a no ring, a no pickup.
Yeah,
so,
that's friends for you.
You know what I'm saying? So then at 12:30 in the morning, I'm on the block. I had to come down to my homeboy, Mitch Millionaire. You know, shout out to Mitch Millionaire, who would save you for a minute. You know what I'm saying? Love
right.
And plenty, you know what I'm saying? Cause that's how we do. And I came down, I had to knock on the door, you know what I'm saying? He was up, you know, thank the Lord, he was up. And I had to bring my shit down, you know what I'm saying, to his house. Now, prior to that, now say that to make it sound all good. Prior to that, I got my homeboy sitting on the block. Shout out DJ Party Time. I got his brother out there, you know what I'm saying, on the block with me. And he, you know, like the old people say, he four shades in the wind, five shades in the wind, you know what I'm saying? He drunk his two skunk. He makes an offer to me. He say, man, pack this shit up, man. We're going to take this round to my house, you know what I'm saying? And I'm going to go to sleep, man, and my mama sleep on the couch. So you can go and sleep in her bed.
Wow.
Right.
Yeah.
I had to run that across any fighter to see if that's justified for him making that announcement.
Yeah.
I had to probably say, hell the fuck nah. P.O. Pizzle, what's that about? And I had to abruptly tell that motherfucker, the hell no. I said, what the fuck do I look like laying in the same sheets where your ass was conceived?
Wow.
Yo, man. But she had her business and shit. I said, like, hey, you go lay in the womb. If that's the case, the fuck I look like laying in your mama womb and shit. You know what I mean? I ain't from there. Yeah. And I don't need no sleeping habit. She might be sleepwalking and shit. You know what I'm saying? Trying to creep on a come up or something. I'm just saying. You know. You don't make that offer to your
mom. You know, text you in the morning kind of thing, right?
Yeah, well. Hey. It was already morning. You know what I'm saying?
You gotta love it, though. You gotta love it, man. You got a place to stay, lay your head down.
Imagine that. You know what I mean?
You can lay your head down, all right.
The head down, the other head up. You know what I mean?
Right.
Involuntarily. Ain't swinging like that. So, anyways, you know what I'm saying? Subsequently, after that, yeah, I end up, you know, come down, crash with my homeboy. We set up till like 6:30 this morning, drinking oats. No, we on this old school, old English 800. Shouts out to the unofficial sponsor.
They still
and,
got that
corner? Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. We still on the 8-ball corner pocket, baby. The 8-ball corner pocket, you know what I'm saying? Y'all heard of people. She know about the 8-ball corner pocket, you know what I'm saying? Get you right on in there.
Get some Thunderbird.
Yeah, I ain't seen the Thunderbird. I ain't say it took it off, but. I ain't seen Thunderbird since I was...
Get some ripple.
Since my dog died when I was like 5 or 6 years old. You know what I'm saying? Mom
what
gave us a shot
ripple?
Of Thunderbird.
Yeah.
No, I don't know about ripple.
Back on lately?
Yeah, we got MD. We got the MD 2020. MD 2020. Hey,
got the buck. Where's your buck wild at?
I got some strawberry buck cooking off at the house. Oh, man, it smells so wonderful.
That sounds good.
Oh, that shit, I think. I might have to sell that motherfucking one thing for $100,000 or we can sell it out of court.
Magic potion,
you know what
right?
I'm saying?
Yeah,
that thing there, it stank so good. It smelled like, ooh, wee.
Yeah.
And I had some, I had some peach buck before that, right?
Oh.
And he had already strained it out for me, so he gave me all the fruit in one jug, and then he gave me the pure wine in the other jug. So I took all the fruit, and I dumped that right in the mix with all my strawberry.
Oh, yummy.
So, I mean, it's just, it's stinking good. Then I threw some bananas in there. You know what I'm saying?
Good.
Oh, it's stinking good. Yeah, some rotten bananas. It started to rot, so I was like, fuck it, throw them bitches on in there. You know what I'm saying? That's the old party. That's how they get the old party started. Threw it all up in there and it's stanking off good. Then, you know what I'm saying, with my Cut Creations, Freaky Friday Cuts Creations. This is a Freaky Friday's Cut Creation for all you 420 smokers out there. If you like the lollipops and you got some old abandoned lollipops, don't throw them away. Take the lollipops, put them into a motherfucking... into like a chip bowl, put a little water in them, don't even take the wrapper off, and let them sit in there. What's going to happen is the lollipops are going to naturally dissolve, then you're going to have you some super hemp juice, you know what I'm saying, which is what I've concocted, and I got a whole fucking 2-liter bottle of it cooking off, got that cooking off next to the strawberry, you know what I'm saying?
Wow.
Go ahead and threw that in there. Yeah, I got that cooking off.
That's how your magic potion's going here.
It smells so potent. I mean, I really thought I was growing hydro or something. I was like, damn, this shit's too potent. It's there. So when 420 come around, I'm going to crack that bitch open and serve up some super potion. You know what I'm saying? And we're going to get super fucked up. I got to send you a sample somehow. Bottle up a little sample.
Is that legal?
It ain't nothing but candy juice.
Oh,
right.
Okay.
Right. Wait for it.
Give me some of that magic juice, baby.
Hey.
Oh.
Hey, oh. No.
So you
what
ready
you
for the
weekend? Yeah, Yeah, well, you know, I'm getting souped up. I'm finna head to the block in a minute. You know what I'm saying? I'm down here enjoying the rest of the bubbly. You know, might crack one more. You know what I'm saying? And head on down to the block, get my swerve on for the freaking Friday, get ready for it. Seems like it's gonna be a crazy day. We do got some clouds over here. We got a couple. It's a little overcast. It might rain a little bit. You know, it might take a little
something. Yeah, that's good for you. You need a little rain.
Yeah, it ain't gonna do much. It might spit on us a little bit.
I had a good time in California. My sister's about to pop off any minute with a new baby.
And what's behind the scenes? Surprise that you always meant to tell me.
What?
You
mean,
behind the scenes surprise?
I'm expecting another baby here in the house. Well, grandchild. Grandbaby.
No.
See, this is a miraculous miracle if I was pregnant.
I had to sound surprised, you know what I'm saying? What? You know, even though I already knew. All right.
Yeah, you did. But I'm pretty sure it's a girl.
She thinking a name, thought of a name?
No names yet.
Oh, okay.
Not yet.
Y'all do that to the baby actually come or something?
No, she's letting him choose the name this time.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah?
Yeah. I hope it's not some crazy name.
What's her baby name?
Well, it'll be Junior. Because it's a boy.
Oh,
it's
a boy.
Yes, two girls.
Wow.
And now she'll have the little boy. And they're all under the age of two. Can you believe that? Three kids under the age of two. She's been popping them out like popcorn.
I mean, that thing good. Oh, wait. She got that old wheel. Well, we got a new word down here. It's called snatching. You know what I'm saying? So that thing snatches. So I got my own boy, Tay Baby. He came up with a new word for good pussy. It means snatching. That thing snatching. Tell your sister her thing snatching. You tell her that. So when she ever meet me, she going to ask me, what the hell snatched to me? And then I tell her real dirty in the hell what it means. You know.
So the caller called in. That's your friend? He's a rapper?
Oh, yeah. L. Rap, you know what I'm saying?
You got anything else for us right now?
Let me quickly shout out Goofy Bone for his pre-release party. You know what I'm saying? This is not no official now. We just letting everybody know his album officially releases. San Jose, look out for it. California. The Illegal Alien album
is out.
Yeah, shouts out to Straight Low Records and everybody out there holding down for the album. We supporting it. You know, to promotion, go to, I believe it said iTunes. I know it says CD Baby if you want to try to pick it up online. Go to CD Baby.
You can find them on Facebook, too.
Oh, okay.
You know, Goofy Bone on Facebook, you'll find him there and his music.
Mm-hmm. And he be dropping all the latest updates on when, you know, album drops, new singles and all that kind of good stuff. Shouts out to Six Figures, Ashwood, you know what I'm saying? I ain't seen him in a minute. I'll holler at him, though, because Ashwood. Shouts out my artist, Ms. John New. I mean, how long we got left? I ain't keep track of time.
Well, let's just play some of her in the background.
Hello?
Yeah, I'm
hello?
Here.
Yeah, I was like, what the heck? This is Eddie J. What's up? Oh! Don't slap us, dog. Don't baby powder pressure. Slap baby powder pressure. James in the field. People shout out to Dallas, Fort Worth, Texas. If that is a real place, I think Sandy J is the only person that really lives there. You know, everybody else either lives in Dallas or they live in Fort Worth, but he lives somewhere in between that motherfucker. You know what I mean? So shout out my dog. What's going down? Shout out to Life After Dust Live. You know what I'm saying? Doing it real big. And what's going down? Hey, TryOutOnRadio.com is officially back up and running, people. All right?
Ooh, thank you.
I mean, official, sign up. Get your ass over there and sign up. And I got a members page for really non-computer literate people. Put it that way. Because the WordPress is a little technical. So I got another members page for people to sign up and with the TryOutOnRadio.com.
Block Talk is going crazy.
Ooh, when are they not going crazy?
Call back in.
I said something about that yesterday.
Block Talk just threw us out.
Let's see if this is about me signing up with this.
Teddy, you still there?
Oh yeah, I'm still here.
Yeah, it says you're still here, but it says Smelly's not on here anymore. So what's your upcoming show, Steady?
Oh man. First off, I didn't get to that nitty gritty. I just wanna just say shout out to I'm glad Charlie Loud Rails back up. Now I'm gonna put it back up on the top thing on the web, my website, so people can go to it. But heck, not. As far as like this thing that's going on, is a lot of crazy things. I officially have a female co-host again. Started Monday, so it's gonna be crazy.
What's
her name? She's actually in NYC. Her name is Urban Goddess, and she was actually on my show. I'm actually interviewing my show on Wednesday, so it's definitely going to be a very good look, and just glad to make a lot of key moves.
Urban Goddess.
Yeah, Urban Goddess.
Urban Goddess. Got any guests coming up?
Yes. Next week we got a group called Max and Millie that be on there. Wednesday, I'm pretty much calling her the number one internet vixen. Is Miss Cubana Lust. She'd be on there, and she's well known for being the spokesmodel for World Star Hip Hop. So, a lot of people are already been like, "Oh my God, she's gonna be on the show." So,
So what time are the shows? What's coming on?
They come on at 5 p.m. on the East Coast and 2 p.m. on the West Coast.
That's right. Monday through Friday?
Monday through Thursdays.
Thursday, no Fridays? You ain't freaking out on Friday?
Friday, I'm just being a lazy old bum.
Got the 3-day weekend going. I hear you. Why not?
Yeah. Winning.
Got any exciting news going on over there?
As far as news, this weather. I want to tell you, if you come to Texas, just be prepared. Don't come here without anything to be prepared with. Like, if you come here, you better have a jacket, and you better have some summer clothes. You basically, right now, the best time to do is bring summer clothes and bring winter clothes. It's either it's going to be cold as hell or it's going to be hot as hell. And you don't know which one is going to be what.
Is it real cold at night? Like it's hot in the day and cold at night.
It's kind of crazy. Like, it just depends because it's so inconsistent. And one of the craziest things that happened was this whole summer it was over the hundreds the whole summer.
Goddamn!
And then we came back. It was
shit
ridiculous.
Ass.
There we go, my boy. Smelly.
In the hundreds? Sounds like Smelly made it back.
God damn.
In the hundreds, man. That's crazy.
What happened?
You know, I gave Blog Talk a hard time about that too, Smelly. because they started a LinkedIn group. So I went to LinkedIn, and they, one of the questions they asked is, what are the things that we should they should improve? I laughed because I saw this computer lady say the exact same thing I was getting ready to say. It was sound quality.
Yeah, man. Well, y'all need to answer some questions. I called into the goddamn Blog Talk 101 shit, and I sat there for over an hour, and at the end of the show, after all the questions I asked the bitch, Thomason, any other questions, I'm on the line pressing the goddamn button. Ain't nobody picked the motherfucker up.
Right.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. Oh yeah. They can't deny the LinkedIn because not a lot of people picked up or going to the LinkedIn yet. So they pretty much see it. They can't pretend that they didn't see or say anything.
Yeah. I was like, what the fuck, man? I don't want to talk about that shit. They ain't got no serious hosts on that motherfucker calling in. All everybody else sound like they scripted and shit. They doing a
well,
show
like,
and shit.
How do I get my head out of my ass? Like questions like that.
How did I get the sidebar to turn colors? Bitch, go to another network. Fuck you worrying about that.
Fuck you worrying.
No, man, you worry about some old programming bullshit. Don't worry, bitch. Do a show. That's all the shit you need to do. But motherfuckers need to get the ad. But they got the. When are you experiencing problems when you trying to log in because of the ads?
Hey.
Every time I go to law or schedule a show, I mean, shit, man, they drag out like a fist because there's too many ads on the goddamn page.
You ain't lying. It took way too long
time. We also told them that it was an hour. No, we were like with the time for free. I mean, y'all make it 2 hours for the people who are not free, and they also get prime time slots. We don't have prime time slots, and we have 30 minutes. So my thing is, if we don't get to use prime time, at least let's meet halfway. Let's at least do an hour show. That's how I look at it.
Please. Now you just missed the announcement that he has a female co-host now.
What?
Yeah.
Oh, oh shit. Well, I know her from. I slept with her already.
I don't know, man. I don't know. You check up on her. She was on the show on Wednesday. She's pretty cool, man. She's a hard grinder. She goes by Urban Goddess.
Urban Goddess.
I think I had that video. The reason why she goes by Urban Guys is because somebody was, this dude was walking down the street, and he saw her, and he said, I know you usually hear things like shorty, baby, and all that good stuff. I'm just going to call you Urban Goddess, because you like an urban goddess, the way you just walked. And she said she didn't holler at him or whatnot, but she said that name stuck with her, and so she decided to use that as her model name.
I like
She ain't getting a nigga no pussy, but she took the name. He doubted.
That's what I said. No,
I'll come back on the show. I'll come back cussing my ass out. Fuck that shit, bitch. You owe me. I need
my pussy.
Well, he gave it up, you know?
All right. Well, that's what's up. That's a creative name. They created a name. A lot of people got names that somebody done gave to them. You know what I'm saying? So,
yeah.
That was up. I don't. I gave myself
some. I was born with
name.
Mine. I was born
I gave
with
myself
mine.
My name, too.
Mine is based on the amount of weed I smoke. You know what I'm saying? It smells good.
It smells so good. That's right.
Hey, y'all got to excuse me. I got to take a small OE break. Oh. That means I got to get me another OE 800. You know what I'm saying? Nothing but a malt liquor party going out for freaking Friday. Hey, Saturday, what you got going on up there in Texas, man? What's that?
Man, besides it being hot in the weather, man, I got a DJ tonight, and I got DJ on tomorrow, too. This will be crazy.
You playing John New up and down?
I'm that bitch. Of course. I'm playing because
Repping for, you know, there in the ladies. Well, hey, I got a shout out to Lewis
Bimo too. He played like any time I told him, hey man, I got some music from new artists that I want you to play. He's one of the people that you can go to and he will play it without any questions.
What's his name?
DJ Spimo.
Spimo?
DJ Spimo. He's been in the game for a while.
Spimo.
Yeah, spin, like spin around and then mo. M-O.
Oh. Yeah. Oh, spin mo. Oh, okay, spin mo.
Yeah.
Oh, that's what's up. Shout out to DJs that actually spin independent music, man. Because all you crab motherfucking DJs out there that don't do your job correctly and trying to play all that fuck ass commercial shit, y'all just suck a dick.
I hate scripted ass DJs. Like, I mean, of course you throw in some main industry somewhere in your mix somewhere, but don't make it to where you're not breaking. Y'all keep forgetting that one of the main things we're supposed to fucking do is break music. Why so many people are fucking missing that main part of fucking DJing is breaking fucking music.
That's the only purpose. That's the only thing you're supposed to be doing. Crowd don't like it, then you need to switch your shit up. You ain't playing it right. Okay, then your fallback is to throw some commercial shit up in there if the independent shit ain't banging all enough. But, I mean, my job when I go in there is I'm playing independent music. Until a bitch come up and request some other shit. Well, they, man, let me hear that Jesus. Okay, there you go. Now you hear Jesus. I go back to independent. Man, let me hear that. I'll trick daddy. Okay, there you go. There you trick daddy. Now I go back to independent. Until a bitch come up and request.
It's how you do it, too, man. It's like you said, That's
how I throw the music in. I play to the crowd, but I play my own shit. You know,
you
I'm playing
smart. You gotta be smart how you do it. Like a lot of people don't. They. It's not necessarily that it's independent music. It's how your mix is. Don't sit there and play something like and then turn around and then play something really crunk and then don't really go next to each other.
then play a slow jam, and then try to bring it back with Lil Jon, and then play a jazz song like what the. Is jazz doing? Well, I seen one little lady. She wanted to hear the jazz, so I went on here and played that. Nigga, no. You got 50,000 people trying to jam. Sorry, one little lady. It ain't time for your jazz, right? We trying to get crunk.
Special friend. That's all she want to do.
I want to play that. No, I want to play that. I didn't shut the whole party down. We have a special selection, Miss Shelly K. This is your time to get to the bar, please. Get to the bar, get you a drink, or get with a loved one and hug up. We will get back to the funk music after this. Fuck that. We can grab independent artists up in this motherfucker. About the independent artists. Now, if she was saying she wouldn't get no love. She wouldn't get no motherfucking love. You know what I'm saying? She get love. You know? That's real. Hey, what's the latest project Brand King got coming up? You know what's up?
Well, you know, he sent me something. I haven't checked it out. I need to check it out. But he just posted something up there on his wall.
All right. I know he sent some info.
I had to check. He's on my BBM, too, so I actually see a lot of the stuff on there. That's what I love about Power of the BBM.
And he's in a lot of clubs around here.
What the hell is that, BBM?
BlackBerry Messenger. And I usually, man, that's always one of the best ways of, like, sharing information and music to people. Because, like, people that got BlackBerry use a BlackBerry Messenger, and you can do, like, blasts and stuff to get contacts. And it's always a great way of getting out stuff. I'm like, okay, man, y'all can go check this stuff right here. Man, we got some burning stuff, this going on. And I'll blast it out, everything. And everybody ever talked about iPhone, Android. I mean, those are, I'm not hating, but end of the day, BlackBerry. BlackBerry is very underrated in most cases.
5 minutes left.
The BlackBerry. Well, I'm on the Boost Mobile, goddammit, so I ain't doing none of that shit. So.
Oh, no, no, you know BlackBerry's on Boost Mobile.
Oh, well, I ain't on the BlackBerry then, goddammit.
I was say that.
I'm on the Incognito, the little flip silver one. It's all right. It's all right. Only thing it's good for is a good mirror, because the other side you can use the backside as a fucking mirror. And that's a good feature. Yeah. You got to stay clean.
I'm crossing my fingers, man. I plan on being in Florida in December.
What? You trying to escape?
Yeah.
Well, hell, it don't matter, because Texas weather is the same as Florida. People don't think y'all be running from anything.
Do you think the humidity is the same? Florida? Probably not.
I don't know. Is it more dry? Y'all got more dry humidity, Joe.
That's
y'all
more
yeah, but yeah, it's more dry. It's dry here most of the time.
Yeah. You're not near the fires, are you?
Oh, you know, it was a lot of fires, what was it, day before or last? Like, you can see all the haze in the air for so many fires. And no, it wasn't the haze from the smokers.
Y'all only went. Y'all only went.
Everybody had it.
I know there's a different haze from the smokers. You can tell when there's that going on. That was some all kind of messed up on smoking the hand.
Hey, man. May the Lord bless everybody out there in the wildfires, man.
Yeah,
thousands of acres. Hey, what you got? So, hey, yeah, we looking for some freaks, man. It's Freaky Friday. What's up, Sadie J? I can't talk to Miss Heavenly Angel right now. Talk to my dog, Sadie J. Let me screen him. Let me pull him to the side. Screen talk with him right now.
All right.
Okay. Let me talk to him in the screen. What a freak is that, Sadie J? What a freak
set.
You know what I'm saying?
The freak set, man. They hot, man. They're going to be out robbed at tonight because we be having dollar drinks. Dollar ecologists, to be more exact. So,
tell them to hit up my local
freaks,
space.
The freaks be out, though.
Tell them to hit up my local
water
space,
down
man.
Drinks. Dollar watered down drinks tonight.
Hey, tell them they looking for some strong Florida wang wang, you know what I'm saying?
Oh.
Tell them to hit up the mobile space.
What are we talking here?
Yeah, we out there on mobile space. Hit us up. We finna
so start you on mobile space now?
Yeah, you know I'm on Moco. I got to spam everything, man.
Oh, yeah, okay. Man. I'm glad you're good.
Look at
that. That's all I was, too. I was like,
hey.
if it applies, I'm starting to spam the hell out of me, too.
I'm on a dope friend finder because a bitch sent me a message. But, yeah, baby, come holler at me at 347-237-5125. Ooh, yeah, I'm going to talk dirty to you. Because you're on the show, goddammit. Yeah, man. She's like, well, what is that number? Well, yeah, you got to hit me up 12:30. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Fuck that shit, man. I'm on all that shit. I use all that shit, man. I'm on all of it. I'm waiting for a couple of bitches to beat me back right now through this little mogul space shit on my phone so I can spam them up again. And tell them to go check out the radio station. That's how I kick my game, you know what I'm saying? I talk dirty to them, and then I give them a sales pitch. Called the bait and switch, goddammit. I bait and
Late
switch around.
Let me come inside.
Hey, it don't matter, you know what I'm saying? I like them. Big, tall, skinny, or small. I'm taking them all, you know what I'm saying? I'm spamming everybody. It's on the pop. Yeah.
Well, come to the chat room at www.trilateralradio.com.
It's up and running. Click on the Listen Live button. We're going to have a live broadcast coming soon. It's last minute. I'd like to say much love to everybody out there. Appreciate my homeboy, Turkey Jerk, calling in. Mitch, the millionaire, you know what I'm saying? Jenny Juice, everybody on the Trey Folk crew, you know what I'm saying? Doing what it do, supporting you boy, Cap Smells are fucking good. Look out for the good album, Goofy Bone, Illegal Aliens. Illegal Aliens, shouts out to 78 Potter, President G. Miss co host with the most. Miss Hell Angel. International Sideline. Peace out, people. Happy Friday, see you.
Much love.
You already know.